This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on the life of Ummu Sulaym. We explained previously that she was also known as Ghamisa. She was known as Ramisa, Sahla, Ramlam. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he heard someone's footsteps in paradise, and it was explained to him that it was the footsteps of Ghamisa bint Malhan. She was popularly known as Ummu Sulaym. She was the mother of the famous Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who had served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. Her first marriage was a very volatile one because her husband had not accepted Islam and she had, and there were constant quarrels. And then when she convinced her son Anas bin Malik to accept Islam, that's when her husband really got angry. He went once to Syria and he was killed there by an enemy. He was murdered. After that, she received a proposal from Abu Talha, who was a leader of the tribe, a young handsome man. She didn't want to refuse a proposal. She said that, you know, proposals of this nature are not easily refused. But because he was not a Muslim, she refused to marry him. She explained to him about Islam, and she explained to him about the folly of worshipping idols. He eventually accepted Islam. And in many ways, his accepting of Islam had become a mahar. And many scholars have said it was the most excellent mahar, unique in the history of Islam. He became a Muslim and she agreed to marry him. Then she dedicated her son Anas bin Malik radiallahu to the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. She requested the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua to Allah for an increase in his knowledge and prosperity, both in this world as well as in the after. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that dua, and he lived up to the age of 103. He had 80 children, and he had been blessed by Allah in many other ways. From her second marriage, she had a child called Abu Umair. The famous Ya Aba Umair Ma Fa'al al-Nughair, who loved that pet bird. When he passed away, she delayed in telling her husband until she had settled him down and she gave him food and they were intimate. And the next morning when he told the Prophet ﷺ that their child had passed on, Nabi ﷺ said, don't worry, from that intimacy of last night, Allah will bless you with another child. The child was born, his name was Abdullah. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for him. He also got married and he had 9 sons. Now, taking the discussion further, Anas radiallahu anhu says one day, his mother had a goat. And she made ghee from the milk and collected it in a leather bowl. And then she sent it with her adopted daughter to give it to the Prophet ﷺ as a gift. When the daughter returned, the mother took the bowl and she hung it with a nail on the wall. And after a while, she saw that the ghee, the butter, is still dripping. The bowl was full. So she rebuked the girl and said, "You didn't go and give it to the Prophet of Allah?" The girl said, "No, I went." And the Prophet of Allah emptied the entire bowl and returned the bowl. But when she went there, she saw it was dripping. And they ate, and they ate for quite some time. And they narrated this incident to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them they should not be amazed. She had sent him a gift, and Allah had given them a gift in return. And she says she emptied this bowl of ghee into a larger vessel, and it lasted them for 2 months. For 2 months they ate from it, and others also ate from it. One day, her husband, her second husband, Abu Talha, came home. And he told Umm Sulaym that, "I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam today, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sounding weak. He was sounding weak, and maybe he's hungry." So she said, "Okay, I've got a little bit of food. Go and invite him." When Abu Talha went to invite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with many sahaba, multiple sahaba, and Abu Talha became worried. But Umm Sulaym, after remembering that incident of the ghee in the bowl, she said, "Don't worry, Allah will grant us plentitude." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and told sahaba to come in batches of 10 at a time, and 70 or 80 ate to their full, delicious food, which would have only have been sufficient for 4 or 5 people. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to Zainab bint Jahash, it was Umm Sulaym who made a special dish of dates and ghee and sent it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift. Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit them, and his mother and her sister were at home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that he would lead the salah in their home. And he led the salah in their home. And after that, he made a lot of dua for them. It is mentioned in Sahih Muslim that one day she came across the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came to visit her, Umm Sulaym, and she was out. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell off to sleep in her home. And when she came back, she found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleeping and perspiring. And she collected the drops of perspiration in a bottle. These drops of perspiration that were dropping. And it was kept in the family. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, many years later, when he passed on, he asked for a few of those drops to be mixed in the water with which his body was to be washed. And on the occasion of the Hajjatul Wida, her husband Abu Talha collected some of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Nabi of Allah took a haircut after coming out of Ihram, and he gave it to Umm Sulaim to preserve it, and she kept it away very safely as a momentum. And once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited their home, and he took a drink of water from a leather bowl which was kept in the courtyard, and Umm Sulaim cut out the sections where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lips had touched, and she preserved it as well. And in this way, she also lived a very prosperous and a very happy life. And we saw the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua for her children. That was the profile of Ummu Sulaim radiyallahu anha, Ummu Sulaim binte Malhan Ansariya. She was also known as Khamisa, and she was known as Ramisa, as Sahla, and Ramla, amongst other names. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding that is Sahaba profiles. Until we meet again, from myself, Sulaiman Ravid, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.